Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Monday. Doing it every day as usual. 17th of June. Forget the date. Right, I've got one bit of betting action I'll get out of the way, and then I've got lots of other bits to cover for those of you who want to stay on and listen to competitions and all sorts. Right, the football is in the Finnish Vikingslauga. Which, funnily enough, if you follow me on Twitter, I wrote a little football chant for Finnish teams yesterday on Suggsy's sort of nudging. There, it took me about 30 seconds. That's my career after football trading. But yes, let's get to the bet. It is in the 4:30 kickoff, VPS versus Cups, KUPS, small U for some reason. Somebody in Finland will be able to tell us why. Over 2.5 goals here is too big, ladies and gentlemen. So backing over, it's actually a good price from kickoff, 2.2. So if you want to back over 2.5 goals through the first 10, 15, 20 minutes of the first half, remove liability as a goal goes in and hopefully trade for a profit. It is VPS versus Cups over 2.5 market. Nothing horse racing. I'll talk about that in a minute. The whole horse racing set up, Ascot, PDF Trends, FTS Racing. I'm going to give you 5 or 10 minutes on that in a bit. But first things first, let's cover the US Open Golf Comp. I really enjoyed actually doing it, seeing the picks that people have put up. I think across 100 odd entries, we covered 47 golfers. And obviously the results are in. I did stay up and watch the golf last night. I thought I'd fall asleep, but I did stay up. Let's deal with the betting side first. Apologies if you followed me. I did do 6.5 on the event. Didn't get a return. Felt in a great position after Thursday with Fowler up there, Scheffler up there. Leishman looked like he was playing okay. And other than Schofield, who really, it was too late by the time he did anything decent, I was stuck. So I took my medicine last night, and a few people sort of tweeted me about golf, and other people emailed me I didn't do anything. I watched the start. I didn't like the fact that it wasn't a proper US Open, if I'm honest. I do like them when they're sort of, it's even par as the target. You know, we watch 12, 14, 15, 18 under every week. On the PGA Tour, and it is the one event where if somebody's game is slightly off and mishitting it, that people can come back. But watching the start, Kupka 4 birdies in the first 5, but Woodland started strong. My sort of plan would have been to lay Woodland and Rose, as I said, and trade them, but with Woodland starting strong, I just didn't get the option, and I hadn't laid Rose, so I just didn't do anything. I couldn't see from the way Woodland was playing that it was going to be a lot of movement in the price for me to trade it, and it was all about the price. I stayed up hoping, you know, if he got short he might start to wobble, and he did, but others weren't really, you know, Kupka's slowed down. So all in, I just left it as it is, and sometimes you have to do that. I've had a really good week trading. You know, some of you see my figures over the weekend, had a bit of a laugh putting them up just to wind people up. But I don't just do it to wind people. I do it to motivate you guys into what is possible. But sometimes you do have to wipe your mouth. And the only thing I could see yesterday was, having done 6.5, trying to chase that back, I would have got myself in a lot more bother and probably doubled that figure. And I think that's a lot of what you guys do. You're not happy just to walk away with the loss. You try and correct it and get yourself in more bother. In the grand scheme of things, you know, it's a small football bet back, and it's one of those things. And had the tournament panned out differently on the Friday, I'd have probably been able to make a profit, but I wasn't. So it's as simple as that. I'll be back for the Open and do the competition again, and I'll probably have a bet again. But when I put them up there, you know, apologies if you do follow me and they don't win. Golf is a very difficult game to bet on, and when you're betting on, you know, three-figure prices, of course you're not going to have a massive opportunity to win. But I had hoped after Thursday for it to be a bit better. But fair play to Woodland. You know, he's led 7 times after 54 holes and never won. And the one he gets across the line is a major, so fair play to him. He played well. The chip on 17 was superb, absolutely fantastic. If you play golf, you appreciate how difficult that was under the toughest pressure. It really was a fantastic chip shot that he hit there. But there we go. Right, the competition was won by, you see now we have a leaderboard, my friend at Tiger Spreadsheets, Chris. And there was no plug here. This wasn't there. Chris had just mentioned a couple of mentions in my Twitter line, and I thought he's a good lad, Chris. It's Tiger Spreadsheet Solutions, but I call him Chrissy Spreadsheet. So if you do contact him at all, just call him Chrissy Spreadsheet. That is his name. But he sent me a text yesterday when I was in the cinema, saying if I'd like to put a leaderboard on there. Would I like him to put a leaderboard on it? Just to tidy it all up. I went, that is lovely. I think he just wanted to copy my VLOOKUP skills. And he did put a leaderboard on, so there's another tab with a league table. But the cheeky beggar then said that my layout was all over the place. I flipping spent hours on that spreadsheet, and old Chrissy Spreadsheets comes in digging me out about my layout. And then admits to flipping watching Love Island. I mean, Chrissy, sort yourself out, son. But there is a leaderboard, and it is Kill Wills. Our Audi version of Kill Bill has won it. I don't know whether you saw my tweet. These people holding carps in their hand. So, Kill Wills, if you contact me at the end of the month, I will grant you free access to Ultimate, FTS Ultimate, for the whole of 2018-19. Greg Allen, second, Matsuyama, Mr. had an eight. I think Tyrrell Atten missed a short putt at the last. Greg had a little bit of a trauma, but Greg, I didn't profit on the book, so you get 50% off Ultimate if you wish it. And then at Rue at six, I don't know who this is at all, but you have got a highly sought after, if you wish it, a day out with me at the Spurs next season. So if you want to look at the fixture list and send me some dates across the sort of first part of the year through to December that you're free, I'm not guaranteeing I can pick you an Arsenal or whatever, but we'll get you to a game. If you don't want that, then I'll give you 3 months access to FTS Racing membership. So Aru, if you can have a look at dates, if you want the Spurs thing and meet and have a couple of beers. If not for you, then let me know and I'll set you up with racing access for 3 months. And number four, just because old Chrissy Spreadsheets is a good lad, is Rorke's X Drift. You have got either 25% off Ultimate, or you can have half a day of spreadsheet work through Chris. If you let me know which you want, and if it's spreadsheet, what sort of thing, I can get you and Chris together and sort it out from there. But that is all free. There was no agenda. Thank you ever so much for taking part, all of you. I know some of you have Googled and tweeted and emailed me and said good fun. And that was all it was about. I will repeat exactly the same format for the Open Championship. Best major of the year, Suggsy. And I will. It will be exactly the same. Pick one of the top 9 or 10 in the betting when we get nearer, and three others. I might get Chris spreadsheets if my layout's all over the place. Chris, perhaps you can flipping come up with a better one and sort that out for us instead of watching Love Island. So that is Love Island. Jesus, I mean, what is that? Who is watching that? Sort your lives out. Gone down, Chrissy, in the old flipping estimation, son, there, owning up to that. Be dealt with that well when I see you next. I will sort that out for you. But thank you all. I hope you enjoyed it. Any queries on that, let me know. But if the winners can contact me with all those options, then I will get you sorted out. And then Matty Wyatt, or at Wyatt Matty, he left a note on the website just saying, great competition. What about doing an Ascot one? And as I was up all night, I thought, why not, Matt? You asked nicely. So we are going to do an Ascot competition. So let's just talk about racing in FTS terms briefly, and I'll get a little plug in for stuff that we do. Firstly, tomorrow morning, those of you who've been on Twitter or had the email to register for the Trends PDF, that will be sent out around 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. It is completely free. This is nothing, no catches to it. There's nothing. Just got a guy who helps me who does all the trends for the big meetings. We did Cheltenham, we did Aintree, and did okay. Cheltenham particularly well. And obviously from those trends, then there'll be qualifiers through the week. You will get those emailed free. So the link is on my Twitter, and I did email it out. If people want that, click the link, register. You do need to verify your email. If you don't, you won't get it. And I'm not sitting around all afternoon forwarding selections and chasing people. This is something we do free in our own time. I will send it to you. It starts tomorrow. I will be having some bets at Ascot, which I will then put on the blog. I won't be able to follow it through the afternoon, every afternoon this week, because it's 5 days. But I will put my bets up before racing starts on the website. We do have a racing section on FTS. I've neglected it a little bit just because we changed it all, and then I didn't get time with things that have gone on in the last couple months sort out. But if you go to the, if you're interested in racing, you go to ftsincome.co.uk. There is now a horse racing menu at the top, and if you click horse racing, it goes to FTS racing. We used to have separate memberships. I consolidated it all into one. It is fantastic value. It's exactly the same. It's a database approach, and we have macros on there for systems we use, and they're managed. So if we drop something, it comes off. If we tweak it, if we add it at the end. So at the end of the month, there'll be slight changes ready for July. I think it's very reasonable. You get access to two databases, multiple systems. You can find your own systems exactly as you do on Ultimate. I think it's absolutely superb. And just as it happens, there's a guy called Peter Smith who's a member of FTS, and he is on Twitter. I literally, at 11:47 this morning, had an email from Peter. Hi Ian, we've spoken a few times on Twitter. Spurs v Man U game 3-5, lol. Thanks, see. No one can email me without having a little pop, can they? But he'd just like to say thank you. I joined FTS Racing last week and it's kicked ass. I've been in the game long enough to know this week could be terrible. It was a great start for me and it looks like a superb service, especially for someone like me who is clueless re-next. So that's it, mate. Just thanks for the work you do. It's a pleasure to be involved. Cheers, Pete. I'm sure if somebody tweeted, Pete would answer him if they've got any queries on what he said there, but I don't want to put him under loads of email. Thank you ever so much, Pete, for doing that. We do get a lot of good reports from it. You're either into racing or you're not, but the FTS approach is much the same as the football, data driven, and we have hundreds of thousands of lines on the databases. We've got archived ones in the members area for 2016-17. I will be uploading a couple of videos tomorrow. That's the bit that I was going to need to do in the members area. And it will only get better. Now we've consolidated it into one membership, all the databases. I'll get all that up to date over the next week while we're in racing mode. But that is on FTS Racing if people want to join. But I do have a competition, and as it's a competition at Ascot, we will make it based on racing. So I am going to do a competition. I'm going to run it from tomorrow. I will put it out on Twitter. And I will put it in the podcast how you enter. And you will have to listen to the podcast every morning to qualify. And to qualify for the overall prize, you need to enter all 5 days. But basically, I will pick 3 races at Ascot each day. You will have a mythical £60 to invest. And it will be invested £10 each way on the 3 chosen races. And you will need to tweet back to me or leave a comment on the website of one horse in each race. So if I say we're doing the 2 o'clock, the 2:30 and the 3 o'clock, you just need to pick one horse in each race. You'll have a mythical £10 each way on those 3 horses. So you'll be staking £60. It will all be settled to FTS bookmaker terms. Forget Hills and Corals, we're tighter. It's going to be settled to top 3 places, quarter the odds. So that, for the purpose of the competition, every horse will be settled. It's got to be in the first 3 and it'll be settled at quarter odds. The person with the best return each day, the best profit at the end of each day, will receive 1 month's access to FTS Racing. The person who enters, people who enter all 5 days, the person with the best return over the whole 5 days, and you've got to do all 5 days to qualify. You can't have a big winner on one day one and stop. You've got to have put in 15 selections to qualify for the overall prize. We'll get 1 year's access worth £250 to FTS Racing, and you can only enter once. But I will have full details on the pod tomorrow, again, of that and the race times for day one. So the pod will be up as early as I can tomorrow with that info. So people who want to join that, then joining that, then do so. I understand football, you know, I'm a football bettor, and the racing side is the sort of second string, and people may not be interested, but I'm sure for some they will be. So the trends PDF will be out at 9, that's completely free. The competition's free to enter, and I'll have further details, but the format will be 3 races. You've got £10 each way on each race. I'll do a Google Doc, put it up there, and the person with the best profit each day gets 1 month's access, so there'll be 5 of those, and the person with the best overall, having done every race, will get a year's access. So that's the competition. Hopefully that'll be a bit of fun. It's a good meet in Ascot. What else have I got? I went to see Rocket Man yesterday, just while we're on racing. One of the people who tweeted me, I don't know him from Adam. It's a mugs game. I don't know whether he listens to my podcast. He obviously follows me on Twitter, because I put I'm going to see Rocket Man, and he did. He texted me back. I thank him for texting me, tweeting me back and saying it's a great film. Dead right. I don't know him, but what I know of It's a Mugs Game, what I've heard, if you're into pre-race trading and that, I'll give him a little plug. He apparently is fantastic and runs courses. I've never, wouldn't know him from Adam if he walked up and headbutted me, but from what I hear, if you're interested in pre-race trading, this locking in profit before a race takes place or whatever, apparently he is the mutts nuts and a very nice bloke. So just give you a steer for that, as he took the time to tweet me yesterday. Dead right, absolutely fantastic film. I'm a massive Elton John fan. Elton John, Billy Joel, Bowie, there, that's who I grew up with, being the youngest of 5. That was what my siblings played. There's probably not a day goes past that I don't play an Elton John song in my office. So I was really interested to see the movie, and I absolutely loved it. It had made you laugh, made you cry. I could relate to the fact that he had a bad relationship with his father, wanting to be loved. I just thought it was brilliant. I really, really enjoyed it. I'm not a tired. I don't get a lot of time to go to things like that, and I was, you sort of go and think, oh, I hope I'm not disappointed, but it was fantastic. Really, really enjoyed it. So if you want to go and see that, I'll give you a little story about Elton John. I've seen him 3 times. This isn't funny. This is just a little customer service story. First time I saw Elton John was the first year I earned any decent money. So it would have been about 2006, punting. And we flew to Vegas on Christmas Day. Kids were small, probably 16, my daughter, and 11, my son. And we were going to see, I'd booked as our sort of family Christmas present for us, tickets to see Elton John at Caesar's Palace on Christmas Day evening. So we got there about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Obviously the kids were young, and they wanted to have a little sleep, because obviously it was like a 7:30 concert, 7:30 till sort of 10. So I thought, well, they'd been up all day, had the flight. You know, we'd been up in the morning. And they... So they wanted to have a little sleep, so put them into bed. And then Sam thought, well, I'll have a little lie down. And she sort of lay down on top of the bed, and then she slid in under the covers. And then she dozed off, and I was sitting, I think I was watching Extras on my laptop, from memory, to entertain myself. Well, what happens is I dozed off, and I woke up about 9:30 in the evening, and I was absolutely mortified. I was distraught. I wasn't angry. I wasn't smashing the place up, but I was just so upset and disappointed that we'd overslept in effect and missed the concert. So got up and had some food, and you know, I wasn't a happy bunny. Not much fun to be around. Next day, it's the first time I think my kids had been to Vegas. The next day, we got up and went for a walk down the strip. And bearing in mind, I'd paid about, I think these tickets were $250 each, so I'd done $1,000 as well on tickets for the concert. So we're walking the strip, and we ended up walking through Caesars, went Bellagio, through the shops into Caesars, and I don't know what made me do it, but just out of sort of, you know, disappointment, I suppose, I went over to the box office at the Coliseum Theatre there in Caesars, and explained to the woman what had happened. I said, you know, we flew in from England yesterday, I'm really gutted, I missed the concert last night. And she said to me, come back at 7:30 tonight and I'll see what I can do for you. She said, come back at 7:30, she said, come back about 7 o'clock tonight and I'll see what I can do for you. You imagine in England, they just tell you to sod off, wouldn't they? And sure enough, I went back at 7, and she said, I've got 2 seats that you can have if you want them. So I said to my Sam, I said, well, you take Jack in, because he was really looking forward to it. I said, you take Jack in and we'll stay out. So they went in and you know, I was upset, of course, but I thought at least they can go in and see it. And then with about 5 minutes to go, she said, I've got another two if you want them. So we all got in. We had to sit like two separate twos, but that made no difference whatsoever. And went in to see him, and he was absolutely, I mean, he's superb. You look at people like Paul McCartney, I think, yeah, fantastic musicians, but I think their voices have gone. I've seen Elton John three times, twice in Vegas, his Red Piano show, his Million Dollar Piano show, and I've seen him at the O2, and he's absolutely superb. And Billy Joel as well. Funnily enough, I'm going to Wembley to see Billy Joel on Sunday, which will be the third time seeing him, Saturday evening rather, the third time seeing him. But yes, yeah, so that's a little Elton John story. But customer service in England, I was so pleased, and I went back the next day and took them some flowers, and I just said to Sam, if that had been in England, you got tough shit, mate, off you go. But they bent over really to get us in, which was fantastic of them, because they didn't have to. What else have I got? Have I got anything else? I don't think I have. Yeah, a couple of things back, actually. Yeah, I have. Things that have crossed my mind. The golf I've talked about, but on Saturday, I was poking the stick a bit. I did have a fantastic 24 hours across Friday, Saturday morning, culminating in two late goals in a Japanese Division 2 game at whatever had kicked off at 10 o'clock that cost me $3,500, and I had an £800. I won about $14,000 in a very short space of time. And I said, that's me done, I'm going to take that. And somebody texted me and said, what's with the stopping if you've got a trade sheet? And because I'd said earlier, and I don't know whether I said in a podcast, I do have a trade sheet and I don't trade off, but I don't trade every game on it. I'd done my money, I'd won it, I was more than happy. I'm quite happy to shut the lid and walk away. And this is something I talked about in the trading days. I think you guys just want to trade all day. You're action junkies, you want to trade all day. And you'll hear other people, if you've got an edge, keep going. I'm not at that stage in my life anymore where I want to sit there all day, every day. And my methods are good enough, and the way I trade is good enough, that I can dive in and out, I can win some money, I can stop. And if I win 500, 600, 700 quid quite often, I think, well, that'll do me. You imagine going back in there on Saturday, carrying on, you know, into whatever games we're on, and I don't even look once I've stopped. And then you do a couple of grand back, and you think, you know the mindset, I'm sure you've all had it. Oh, I was $5,000 up, now I'm only three up. And then you want to try and chase that to get back. And it's where you all go wrong. It's a massive thing that you guys do. And I know from just reading Twitter, people who say, made a mistake here, did that, shouldn't have done that, I chased that. Similarly, if I'm having a bad day, I'm quite happy to shut the lid and walk away. There's always another day. And I don't know her again, but this sports trader mum, probably doesn't listen to this podcast, but I think I must follow her. But I looked, and she sort of said that since she's got into the art of, in racing, you know, taking her wins, controlling her losses, she's doing a lot better. And that has become my approach over the last few years, trading. I've got fixed odd stuff. I bet every time it comes up, and I leave it and run it. That's separate. And it's sort of what I talked about in the trading days, for those of you who come. That's a bank. I place every bet. I don't have to do anything with it. But when I'm trading, everything is my choice. I pick whether to enter the game. I pick whether to exit the game. I pick the prices I want to go in at. I pick the prices I want to exit at. I pick whether to green up. I pick whether to leave myself a free bet. I'm in total control of it. But the biggest part I control is my winnings and losses. And by particularly controlling your losing days, so you don't have the disasters. You know, I always say to a lot of people, go along and they'll win 200, 200, 200, 200, and then their bad days losing about $4,000. And they end up, I don't do that ever, ever. Not even remotely get close to it. I have good days, and I had a particularly good run, and I will pay for it at some stage, because life isn't like that. I won't have runs like that day in, and it'll be quieter, and I'll have losing days. But I just like to walk away, bank the money and move on. And I didn't really do anything. I did win about 300 quid yesterday when I got back home, because the Norwegian games, when I came out the cinema, was still going. But I don't sit and oh, I've got to trade all day, every day. And I think that's a mistake that a lot of people make, is this feeling they've got to sit there all day, over every day. And when it's going well, somehow they give it all back. And when it's losing, they make their losses worse. We're all different, as I say. There'll be people who don't agree with that and say, well, if you've got an edge, you should push on and keep going. That's not for me. It's about having a life, you know, particularly this last month with my boy. I've had a bit of a struggle. I absolutely loved being out on Saturday afternoon, and I loved being at the cinema yesterday. Really enjoyed it. And I haven't done enough of that in my life, particularly over the last 15 years, because I have been trading football and things, and I've sort of making a concerted effort, particularly now, you know, in closed season. We'll get to the season. I've got plenty of stuff to do with Ultimate and trading from August onwards. So it's just nice to walk away, and I'm fortunate that I've had a really good run on the football. Just been, you know, it was just an incredible few days last week, but you know, it never ever continues. But when the bear times come, I will control my losses also. Right, that's it. So I will be back in the morning with obviously the PDF, if you've registered, and if you haven't registered, the link is on my Twitter feed somewhere. That'll come out to you. The PDF trend selections will be sent each day, roughly between 11 and 12, and I will set the comp up in the morning, and I'll mention it in the podcast. So I will put the three races that we're focusing on in the podcast and all the details. And obviously those of you who've won in the Gulf, if you contact me, and I'll sort that out. Have a wonderful Monday. The sun is shining. I'm actually sat out in my garden recording this. So have a lovely Monday, and I will be back with you in the morning.